You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. What better place for sculpture with a metaphysical quality than the gallery on the campus of a Catholic college? This week, art critic Hunter Drohojoska-Philp takes us to Mount St. Mary's for a show of work by artist Peter Shelton. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So tell me about Peter Shelton. He's a member of a rarefied class of artists locally.
Well, he did go to Pomona College, graduating in 73, and that particular program was also attended by artists like James Turrell and Chris Burden, and many others. Mm-hmm. So he was aware of the changing nature of sculpture as a discipline. But instead of going right into graduate school, he also took a course in welding back in Ohio. So he clearly was always interested in making things, in mm-hmm. being involved in the manufacturing of a sculptural object. And then he ultimately gets a MFA from UCLA, and he's off and running with all of his talents mixed together.
Some people may remember a few years back a survey of his work at L.A. Louvre in Venice.
Yes, that was an overview of all different kinds of things that he'd done, pieces hanging from the ceiling, pieces hanging close to the floor, as well as his usual sculpture work. People also might know the public sculptures that are downtown on Spring Street, those sort of large black animal-like objects lined up, and then there are some that have long, skinny legs. Mm-hmm. A public commission that was a bit controversial at the time, you know, the higher-ups in City Hall and the police department not necessarily being so familiar with contemporary art.
What is on display at Mount St. Mary's?
This is also a survey, but a very discreetly chosen one. A lot of these sculptures are being read almost as on the line between two and three dimensions. They're mounted on the wall, but they come out from the wall in three dimensions. They have the qualities for which Shelton is well known. They refer to the human body. One of my favorite pieces is called Pink Loaf. And it looks like a torso that's been sort of puffed up a little bit, like a Macy's Day Parade balloon. It's quite large, doesn't have a head or arms, and it just is a pale, fleshy pink color. And the surfaces of these pieces, there's such care to them. They're burnished and patinaed, and sometimes he draws on them.
So are they large? Are they big? The show is called Little Big.
Exactly. The pink torso is quite large. And then there are pieces that are small enough to almost hold in your hand. And some of them are the actual size of a skull. Some of them are modeled on the idea of a heart as it would be seen in the human body with little vents and openings. And those are quite small in scale, but they still pack a wallop. And another piece that seems very pertinent to this particular exhibition is in the shape of, a huge donut, an alabaster-colored, rounded form with a center indentation that's called God's Hole, perfect for this particular gallery. And one art critic referred to it as a cosmic orifice. It's quite a beautiful piece and one that's almost worth going there just to see that. Now, I have to warn everyone, it is quite a hike to get to this gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be rewarded once you climb up all those stairs from the parking structure. But wear your flat shoes.
Peter Shelton, Little Big, on display at Mount St. Mary's College through October 25th. To see some images and to read Hunter's text, as always, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.